Alright, folks, this is a sound sample for the guitar guys on Bullshito and anybody else who wants to listen to it later. It is December 7th. It is now months after I said I would do a sound sample for this thing. Chronic fatigue is, you know, delays everything. And this is pretty much my last chance to do this before I send this amp off to my brother for his Christmas present. This is the Blackstar Studio 20 head version using the emulated out direct into my Presonus audio box USB. Being recorded by Presonus Studio 1 version 2 producer edition. That's the Digiauto workstation I'm using. The guitar is a G&L, as in George and Leo, Leo Fender, after he sold Fender Corporation to CBS. G&L S500. This is a US-made model. This is from 2006, before they had the Plec Pro system. This is a mahogany special build, which means this is a solid mahogany guitar, no like maple top or anything like that. It's not alder, it's not swamp ash, it's solid mahogany. S500, in case you don't know, is effectively Leo Fender's own Superstrat. This is like a Strat, but the pickups, instead of being classic Strat pickups, are pickups that Leo Fender, or rather George Fullerton, created in 1981, I think. They're called MFDs. Other features of this guitar are a dual fulcrum tremolo and locking tuners, 22 frets, and of course, like any Strat style, it's comfortable, it's light. This thing just sounds gorgeous. So I'm going to stop recording this voice track, and I'm going to set up to record the guitar. Now, this has gone on a bit already, but let me just explain that I can only barely technically play guitar. I know 6 notes. I know no chords. So this is going to be extremely brief. Basically, I'm going to play all I know how to play, which ain't much. In fact, it's barely anything. But you'll be able to hear the sound quality of the guitar. And you'll know that, you know, I once said about this guitar that when I play low E and high string together, just, you know, finger pick, play it together, that octave together, that it's just so beautiful. Just that one octave. And I actually one afternoon went around the fretboard just doing octaves. You know, it's good training for half step and whole steps and all, learning fretboard, but I went around doing octaves on the fretboard, and every octave was just, it was just so musical. I mean, it's, you know, it sounds redundant to say something that's a musical instrument is musical, but if you're a musician, you know what I mean. It just sounds so good. It sounds like music. I'm going to shut up, stop recording this track, and I'll get into the guitar. And because of the way my setup is right now, I have to do all my talking before I do the guitar. Anyway, hope you enjoy it. Okay, so what you're going to hear is I'm going to play down the strings, low E to high E, just one at a time first. So now, like I said before, I'm going to play low E and high E together. I'll do that 2 or 3 times, because, you know, finger style, you get different volumes. It's good to just try it multiple times and see if it comes through clearer on later attempts. So this will be low E and high E together, thumb and index finger just plucking simultaneously. Alright, so this is just me moving around the fretboard on the notes I know. I mean, this is, you know, B, C, D, E, F, G, upper register. We're talking about the B string and the high E string. I haven't practiced in a long time. Again, the fatigue, you know, just gets in the way. One thing I won't miss about having this amp is having to move the heavy thing around the room. It's not heavy for most people, but it's heavy for me. Yeah, so these notes are in no particular order. If I recall correctly, I think it was EFG, and then I did BCD EFG, or maybe it was, I don't know. Let's just call it random. Okay, so those are the clean samples. And it occurs to me before I stop this and put it all away that I ought to do overdriven samples as well. I don't do overdrive very much. I certainly don't do metal-ish overdrive, so when I flip to my overdrive channel, it's going to sound like a relatively low-gain overdrive. I mean, you might call it kind of bluesy. If I recall correctly, where I have all my knob sets sounds kind of like Santana, but without the really kind of searing sustain. So, yeah, I'm going to do the same thing again. This will be high E and low E, well, down the strings, low E to high E, then high E and low E together twice, and then I'll do B, C, D, E, F, G, upper register, and we'll call it a day. I'm sorry this is such a, you know, narrow kind of sample, but such are my skills. When a MIDI keyboard enters into it, obviously I'll be able to do much better with virtual instruments because I'm a very good typist, therefore my keyboarding ought to be pretty decent. Anyway, stopping this, and this should be the last bit of recording. Alright, so I decided that I was going to play around a little bit with the overdrive. You're going to hear me sliding around on the neck and stuff like that. Basic vibrato, like really slow vibrato, stuff like that. Just because, you know, it wasn't until I was playing that I remembered that I like the overdriven mode because of the increased sustain. It really allows you to play around with your string techniques. And of course, all y'all know it better than I do, but because I'm primarily a clean player, I kind of have to be reminded that overdriven isn't necessarily metal, you know. Anyway, I understand if you didn't make it this far.